This is Akashvani, the news read by Anita Thapar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today expressed gratitude to the people for reiterating their faith in the constitution and the democratic systems of the country. Addressing the nation in his first Mann Ki Baat program after the general elections on Akashvani this morning, the Prime Minister highlighted that the 2024 Lok Sabha elections were the biggest in the world, in which 65 crore people cast their votes. Mr. Modi spoke about the special campaign launched on World Environment Day this year, Ek Ped Maa Ke Naam. He appealed to people to plant a tree along with their mothers or in their mother's name. Touching upon the subject of yoga, the Prime Minister said that the whole world celebrated the 10th International Day of Yoga with enthusiasm. He stated that new records are being made every year as the observance of Yoga Day is progressing. The Prime Minister stated that the Paris Olympics will begin by this time next month. He said that certain things will be witnessed in the Paris Olympics for the first time. He said that the entire nation is rooting for the players to bring home medals. Mr. Modi informed that the Kuwait government has started a special program on its national radio in Hindi. The Prime Minister also congratulated the Akashvani family as the Sanskrit Bulletin of Akashvani is completing 50 years of its broadcast today. The Prime Minister noted that the 30th of June is an important day as Hool Divas is celebrated today. He said this day is associated with the courage of Veer Sidhu and Kanu of Jharkhand, who opposed the atrocities of the British rulers. The Prime Minister expressed delight over being able to connect with the people once again through Mann Ki Baat. He said Mann Ki Baat will continue to discuss India's rich culture, history and efforts towards making a developed India. Prime Minister Narendra Modi released three books on the life and journey of former Vice President M. Venkaiah Naidu on the eve of his 75th birthday via video conferencing today. Speaking on the occasion, the Prime Minister noted that Mr. Naidu will be completing 75 years tomorrow. He said these 75 years have been extraordinary and encompass magnificent stopovers. General Upendra Dwivedi took charge as the next chief of the Army Staff today in New Delhi. General Manoj Pandey superannuated today after more than four decades of distinguished service and relinquished the appointment of the Chief of Army Staff. The three new criminal laws, Bharatiya Nyay Sanhita 2023, Bharatiya Nagrik Suraksha Sanhita 2023 and Bharatiya Sakshya Adhiniyam 2023 will come into force from tomorrow. The Government of India has held regular meetings with states and union territories and they are fully geared up in terms of technology, capacity building and awareness generation to implement the new criminal laws. As the new criminal laws laid emphasis on technology and investigation, trial and court proceedings, the National Crime Records Bureau, NCRB, has made 23 functional modifications in the existing crime and criminal tracking networks and systems application. In Nigeria, at least 18 people were killed and more than 40 others injured in a series of suicide bomb attacks in the northeastern state of Borno yesterday. Barkindo Saidu, the Director General of the Borno State Emergency Management Agency, reported that the tragic incident involved suspected female suicide bombers targeting a wedding, a funeral and a hospital. In France, voting has begun for the first stage of the two-round legislative elections called by President Emmanuel Macron. Former President Nicolas Sarkozy, Greens Party leader Maggie Tondelier and former Prime Minister and Macron ally Eduardo Philippe were among the first high-profile politicians to vote. According to the Ministry of Interior, the turnout in mainland France was more than 25% by midday. Macron dissolved the National Assembly on the 9th of this month after the far-right national rally hammered his centrist alliance in the European elections. Elections for the 577 seats in the lower house National Assembly are a two-round process. The shape of the new parliament will become clear after the second round on the 7th of July. And in women's test cricket, visitors South Africa were 232 for 2 against India at stumps in their second innings on day 3 in the one-off test match at the M.H. Chidambaram Stadium in Chennai. And that's the end of this news bulletin.